That music can mean only one person. He's John Lazer, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. And my man Lays, what's the case up there in New York? I understand there's a nor'easter rolling through potentially in the area. I hope you're close to the Barclays Center.
We're not. We're in Manhattan, so it might get a little interesting later today. But as of yet, just rain. We're right on the snow line, right on the freeze line where it is with the storm. So everyone's keeping an eye on it because apparently if the temperature drops a degree or two, we could have about a foot of snow. And if it stays where it is, we might not get more than an inch or so. So
I'm telling you.
Very interesting, but we'll find a way to the arena one way or the other.
The Hokies postseason basketball and the weather. And New York, by the way. Last year it was Buffalo. This year it's Brooklyn. Lays joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. All right, let's dive into this. Before we get to the matchup at hand tonight, evaluation mode, going into the postseason. Take the last 3 to 5 games. How do the Hokies come into the postseason of college basketball?
They come in really well, and I think had they managed to beat Miami in the final game of the regular season, a lot of more people would be talking about them, and it's interesting that they're not. And I say that because, and I had an interesting conversation with Coach Buzz about it right before we left for here. I said, you know, is this the first time since you've been here that you come into the postseason confidently because of the consistency of your defense, which is obviously the side of the ball that you can control that doesn't rely on making shots? And he said, yeah, that's not something I thought of all that much, but that's absolutely right, because you feel like regardless of whether you're hitting shots, you're going to be in games because you're playing consistently defensively. So I think the Hokies showed that, save for their game at Cameron Indoor in the last month of the season. Other than that, I think they've played remarkably well down the stretch. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about Notre Dame, and rightfully so, coming into tonight because of who they've gotten back. But I think they're missing the point that Virginia Tech is a completely different team from the first time these two teams met as well.
And that's why I started off the conversation the way that I did. Hokies got Notre Dame tonight. Notre Dame advancing, and probably the only thing that's uglier than the weather up there was that game against Pitt yesterday. But, hey, the objective is survive and advance. You go back a couple weeks, Virginia Tech won in South Bend. The Irish were down 3 starters, including Colson. What, if anything, can you take from that matchup, and what changes with the Bonzi-Colson factor?
Yeah, everything changes, not just because of Bonzi, but they also didn't have Matt Farrell in that game. As you mentioned, 3 starters down, and they won't have DJ Harvey back tonight either. But you took out of that game a lot of toughness for Tech in terms of getting wins on the road, because they, you know, they won that game by 5, and everybody will remember that Notre Dame was in it late. I thought Tech had dominated that game for about 30 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, before they let the Irish get back in it. But from a schematic standpoint, you just take a familiarity with Gebben and with some of the other guys, Mooney and the rest, and Gibbs. You also learned what a great player he is, and he was kind of the lesser known out of that quartet of guys. But at the same time, from a personnel standpoint, the guys that were on the team 2 years ago are going to have to rely back on that rather than that matchup to realize what a sneaky, difficult player Bonzi Colson is to guard. He's like a coach on the floor, Wes. I was watching that yesterday when I was over there. You know, every play, he's pointing somewhere where somebody's supposed to go. So he galvanizes that team, and on the boards, is clearly one of the best in the country. So it'll be a different game plan, clearly, for Virginia Tech. But on the other side of that, with Bonzi there, and not necessarily all the way back in game shape yet, coming off a game in which he played 33, directly to this game, it means that Notre Dame probably is going to have to play some zone.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up here because something I'm watching for, he's played 3 games, but he's not done the back-to-back yet, and that can be a beast of a different animal. And I know these guys are young, and they played tournaments, and they've played this way before, but still, he's still trying to work his way back. John Lazer, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Lays is up in Brooklyn, get ready to call the game. He's actually in Manhattan, get ready to call the game in Brooklyn tonight. And we discussed this earlier, Lays. There's a good chance that this matchup tonight is maybe tougher than the first round that Virginia Tech gets in the NCAA tournament.
I think it absolutely will be, yeah, particularly if you place Notre Dame back where they were when they had Colson the first time, which is a top 20 team in the country. If you break that out, that would be a top 4 or 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's generally what you take when you're in this conference. Your conference tournament, in a lot of ways, is a great preparatory tool for the NCAA tournament. Clearly, Virginia Tech hasn't had that opportunity, save for last year, for a while. But, yeah, you know, and it's like you look at the bracket. Okay, you beat Notre Dame. You might get Duke. Some of these other teams are winning yesterday, going, great, what a reward. I get North Carolina. You know, it's not to disrespect the other teams in the country, but it's more of a potpourri, luck of the draw type deal in the NCAA tournament, whereas the Hokies would not be favored in another game here in Brooklyn. There's no doubt about that. They would probably be favored if the right matchup presents itself in the NCAA tournament.
This question is for tonight. It's for tomorrow. It's for next week. Who are the three most critical Hokies to winning multiple games in the month of March?
Justin Robinson, Kerry Blackshear, and Justin Bibbs. In that order, Justin Robinson needs to not turn the basketball over and play at a high level, which he has for the majority of this year, being named second team All ACC. Turned it over six times against Miami, and I'm not putting it on him because he also led the team in scoring, but that's probably the reason that the Hokies came up short was their number of turnovers in that game. Kerry Blackshear's got to avoid foul trouble. You can't have that outlier game where he gets in foul trouble and you have limited options. And then Justin Bibbs, he's got to be the player that gets it going offensively if you're going to upset a few teams and knock down multiple shots from outside. So those three and a sprinkling of Nikhil Alexander-Walker, too.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, 6:30 tonight, pregame begins, 96.1 FM. That is where you can catch John Lazor and Mike Burnup on the call from a wintry. We don't know if it's going to be snowy. We'll just say a wintry New York, my friend. Thank you as always. Have a great call, buddy. I'll be listening.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, he's John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.